Good afternoon and welcome to Home Run with Helmed on Eagle FM. I'm here until the hour of 6 and today we are going to talk social media. There's something I ran into. Before we get there, let's just go easy. This is something we have all gotten accustomed to now. And we have basically gotten used to it. How often do we open multiple social media platforms, per day? Like how many times do you open multiple social media platforms per day? And before we even get there, how many accounts do you have across different social media platforms? Some of us have even created accounts on different platforms that we don't know, we either we don't know we have or we don't have we lost access, as in we forgot the passwords or username or something like that. Well, whether we like it or not, it's a part of us. Why are we talking about this today? Well, it's because of something that happened yesterday. More often, the discussion around the impact of social media, especially on the young people, aka teenagers, because your mind, it said that is it your mind or your bones? One of these two is still developing until the age of 21. Especially the sociological or psychological, because it also impacts both your psychology in terms of attention span and your ability to basically go out there and socialize. One gentleman even literally wrote a book on it called The Anxious Generation. An American psychologist who wrote a book of about 300 pages just on social media and its impact on young people, especially as it relates the ability to socialize and the ability to focus for an extended period of time. And that's a big problem even for adults, by the way. I'm not sure if you have noticed, but if you have a conversation with someone that applied for a job in the early 2000s and you ask them, how big was their CV? They're going to tell you it had multiple pages. Today, no one has time to read through that. One page is enough, please. Thank you. If you ask me, the attention span, I'm not qualified enough to say whether it's social media is the primary cause or contributing in one or another, but I have a sneaky suspicion it's contributing somehow even in adults by shortening our attention span. And that's also one of those things that's highly debatable, all across the board. And by that I mean from ordinary helmets like you and me, if you don't have a DR title in front of your name, all the way to the academic world. So let's talk social media. This discussion had popped up again. But before I point out as to where it's popping up from, let me remind us about let's go home. Let's start from home, and then we can go to the land of kangaroos, where this whole thing basically was ignited yesterday, and from there everyone, both politicians and non-politicians alike just went bananas. By politicians, I mean lawmakers. In September of last year, the Communications Regulatory Authority, aka CREN, the guys that are in charge of making sure that I don't gossip my ex and everyone that owes me money on this platform, they wrote an interesting article on the subject similar to this. That's what drew my attention to this, because it's awesome. Now, while we're all on the debate of should Starlink be allowed in Namibia or not, or blah blah. Now, thanks to Namibia's democratic dispensation, Karen decided, you know what, you have to participate in this, whether or not. Let's hear your opinion out there. Of course, we're going to make the final decision, but let's hear your opinion out there on whether or not Starlink should be allowed to operate in Namibia. Here at Eagle FM, we put up a poll on social media and people just participated, and we had a lot of yays than nays. But there's one comment in the Eagle FM poll that actually caught my attention, that, I think it was a lady that pointed out that, shouldn't you begin by actually educating us on the pros and cons of allowing these guys to come in before you ask us to vote? Because, well, now I'm just crossing my fingers and hoping I vote correctly. And that sounds like the very same way that actually we do the same thing with voters education. And I was like, what do we do? I felt a little bit guilty until I found out that, well, Karen did the same thing. I was like, what the heck? Oh. Okay. Un momento, s'il vous plaît. Du-du-du-du-du. So sorry. Un momento, s'il vous plaît. Home run with Helm on Eagle FM.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune uto otukwetira o special angetashake ngeshefa omarudi kayo loka okone ushendife nawa nokumona oijabu ili nawa Inge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatimwe bali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko berewa, bera etatu natu, bali o etatu batatu, o mafelane Eagle FM, the eye.
And welcome back. So let's continue. Social media. We were with the Communications Regulatory Authority. Let's start with Karen. Back in September, they put up an article that was titled "How to Ensure Child Online Protection," or what they called a COP, in the digital age. First of all, we can't avoid the digital age. Otherwise, you're going to be technologically left behind. Participating is the only, like everything else, social media has come with pros and cons. Now, according to the guys at CREN, in today's fast evolving digital landscape, the internet has become an integral part of our daily lives, offering enormous, that's a fancy way of saying big, enormous opportunities for learning, connection, and entertainment. For children, the digital world opens doors to endless possibilities. From educational resources to social interactions. However, with the opportunities come significant risks. Now, let's put a pause on that and let's go back to let's go a little bit to Starlink. Because I just wanna throw my take out there. You people don't know diplomacy, do you? When someone in the world of geopolitics, when someone comes to you with a proposal, you ask for, that's when you are supposed to ask, what's in it for me? As a country, not you and your iPhone with two SIM cards. As a country, what's in it for me? Like, if I was Karen, I would go with a, well, you know that monetization for our local content creator that we've been negotiating with you guys about, especially you, Elon Musk. Let's talk about that. If you want us to allow you access for this, your Starlink here, let's, on your platforms at least, let's monetize our local content creators. Because the Ministry of Information Communication Technology have been engaged with a lot of platforms on the monetization of content creator discussion, including platforms that are owned by yours truly, Elon Musk. Now it's the same guy that's saying, can I please have my Starlink or, well, in your country, please? Now at this point we would have gone with, right. Sure, absolutely, no problem. Under one condition. That's how the world of geopolitics work. It's always tit for tat. Something tells me I'll make an excellent politician. The corrupt party somewhere is a little debatable for now because, well, I still maintain that I can never be bribed. Whether or not, how true that is, depends on how much money I've seen. If you come to me with a $1,000 chance, very high, I'll be like, my moral compass will be like, hey, no way, I'm here to serve the public, and the public only is where my loyalty belong. Then you come with $1 million, US, I'm like, well, about what I said yesterday, on second thought, who cares, I'm going on vacation to the Bahamas. Yeah. I'm not starting a political party, that's for sure, because no way anyone is voting for me, because they will always bring up this audio. Like they say, the internet never forgets. So, for children, the digital world opens doors and endless possibilities, from education resources to social media or to social interactions. However, with these opportunities come significant risks. As children spend more time online, they become increasingly vulnerable to dangers such as exposure to inappropriate content. Have you seen Instagram? Cyberbullying, have you seen Instagram is a helmet thing, not a crane thing. Cyberbullying, online predators, those people that, that I maintain that when I come to power, their punishment will not be jailed, it will be castration. You're welcome. In advance, if you vote for me when I start my own political party. Again, you're welcome. Now, online predators and other forms of exploitation. Now, it's because these problems that are associated with social media that Karen points out here, they are associated with social media everywhere else, not just in Namibia. So, different governments then have tried to figure out, like, how do you combat these problems? How do you mitigate these problems that are emanating from the unregulated, for the most part, use of social media? But here's the thing. Australia decided to go for the jugular. Now, that is the same jugular that the Danish are discussing as we speak. Denmark is also looking at, how about we just ban, just ban it. So, when we were celebrating Human Rights Day, 10th of August, National Women's Day yesterday, Australia was like, let's do something that will, that is most likely going to be referred to as a human rights violation in terms of access to information, in whichever way is going to be spinned. So, Tuesday, children in Australia went to bed with their Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube accounts. When they woke up on Wednesday, which was yesterday, they realized that they cannot access these accounts. Now, that was not a surprise because the Australian government have been engaged for months now on whether or not the ban should be implemented. And it was put in force yesterday. And the global community went bananas. Now, one of the reasons it's safe to say, if you know basically any country, Australia is the part of the, call them what was a constitutional monarchy, because they're still under the UK leadership. Now, here's the thing. They have their own parliament. Now, as you can imagine, the reason why it took this long, it took months of deliberation, is because there are people that were like, isn't that a little too extreme? And there are those that were like, when safety is concerned, there is no extreme we won't cross. Ouch. So, where were we? Extremes. No extreme we won't cross. When it comes to, one of the biggest bone of contention on the social media use, especially with regards to children's use of social media, it has always been, should we ban it or should we just strictly regulate it? What are the implications of banning it? For the country, no one is looking at the social media platforms, because the social media platforms have are more interested in the more people are using their platforms, the more money they make. Because most of them make a lot of money from targeted advertising, because a lot of people that use, the majority of the people that use these platforms, they have free accounts. They don't have paid for accounts. So, most of these platforms make their money from targeted advertising. That means they make deals with a lot of companies that want to sell their product, that want to advertise their product to a larger, audience. And the easiest place to find a larger audience these days is in the digital realm. Just go there and you have a lot of people all at one place. One content creator has a million people following them. I mean, talk about being famous. Our Lord and Savior had 12. You can only imagine if he created an account today. My chances are very high will be criticized by mostly Christians, who be like, according to the Bible, you are not the one. I'm a Christian. I look at what's going on in the Christian world. But Lord and Savior came like about 3,000 years ago. You know the treatment that he faced when he came the first time? If he came today, it would be worse, because now we have bombs, right? Back then we only had nails and hammers. Now we had, now it's worse. Now we have pistols, we have stun guns, you name it. Now it's gonna be ugly. If you ask me, he came at the right time. Because now would be, okay. Can you imagine the Bible being written now? How will it read? And then Judas, decided to update his WhatsApp status saying, hashtag betrayal. Okay, not mind the gap. Breathe, not mind the gap. So, the biggest bone of contention, which is who is going to be in charge of regulating the use of social media? Is it the government? Should we give it to the central government, or should we just leave that responsibility with the parents, or should it be a teacher's responsibility? Now, if you ask me, it must be an all thing. There's something that was pointed out by one psychologist who was speaking on the subject with DW News. And that's the part of who should be in charge. Now, Dr. Carol Vidal, who is a child and adolescent psychologist and associate professor at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, America. You're welcome. In an interview with DW, she pointed out two most important things, if you ask me. One, should parents be blamed for the government taking over what should have been their responsibility? But she explained it in a very interesting way that if you look at the 80s and the 90s and early 2000s, children, those of us that grew up in this time period, literally went to play outside. Like, we had to go out and play outside. The world in terms of safety was much safer, unfortunately, now, back then, than it is now. I disappeared at 6 in the morning, and my parents didn't worry about calling the police and filing a missing persons report. I would come back at around 8. Sometimes they had to yell my name. Where the heck are you? It's dark. Please come home. That's when I'll, you know, bid farewell to my friends and then come home. Because of how unsafe the world is today, parents are more, parents are more comfortable with their kids indoors than wandering wherever the heck they are and whether or not they're safe. So social media came in, and now, for kids to talk to each other in terms of socializing, they didn't have to leave their parents' houses anymore. You can just sit in your living room and still talk to your neighbor, talk to your friends across the street. You can do that online now. Except that has its own psychological toll, which is now translating into depression and social anxiety. So, yes, you don't have to worry about your kids going out there and now parents have the peace of mind of not worrying about where their kids are and whether or not they're fine, whether or not they're going to come home in one piece or alive, because that's how brutal this world is. Now they know that, where's this person? And now she's in her room. He's in the living room. She's in the kitchen. They know that you are all in close proximity. They know where you are all the time. You're at school. You're at this person's house. The thing is, the close proximity in terms of social media communication is that, you can be in your room and still talk to your friends. Perfectly fine. Now, the problem is, that's coming with its own pros and cons. Not just the social and psychological problems that are coming, that frequent social media users, especially those that are under still mental developmental stage, like teenagers. The anxiety anxiety and depression that's coming out of it is not the only problem. Online are also sexual predators. Online are scammers. Online are a lot of explicit content that kids are exposed to from a very early age. Now, this makes for a very important conversation to have, especially during the festive season, because the schools are closed and all kids are at home now. Festive season is usually known as spending quality time together as a family. I know quality time as a family means a lot of fighting, aunties and uncles, name calling, and terrible history being brought to life, and very family like, things. A typical family. If your family is peaceful, what kind of a family is that? Families are supposed to, get on each other's necks so that when one of the person dies and now you gather around at that funeral, you can laugh about everything that you are fighting over at a party where you are supposed to be laughing. you know, you were said at a party when you're supposed to be laughing. But when this guy is now dead, that's when you now laugh over the fighting that transpired a couple of years ago, including you, in which the main character was the dearly departed. That was a little cold, but hey, welcome to Home Run with just me. Let's take a commercial break. We'll continue on the other side. Home Run with Helmed on Eagle FM. Stay.
Sometimes you have to raise a Vinduk beer and say cheers to you, the real ones. You know, the ones who save you a spot for the game when the bar is crowded. The ones who offer to drive for the night to keep everyone safe. The ones who bring you a cold Vinduk beer without being asked. When they're there for you in ways you never knew you needed, they aren't just friends. They're the real ones. So cheers to them. Vinduk, 100% real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Tune in to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, and be part of an in-depth discussion on events you didn't know you needed to hear until you do. From Namibia, Africa, and around the world, tune in from Monday to Friday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
And welcome back. Where were we? I'm trying to filter out the sarcasm because it's a little too concentrated, but relax, you know, keep it in check and keep things serious. So let's just breathe and come back to our, you know, our social media discussion. So back then, you playing outside, parents didn't care as much because it was safe to play outside. Today, playing outside is not safe, especially in urban areas. Now, as a result, many parents, but let me just say, all normal parents have the peace of mind when they have their children accounted for, aka they are all in close proximity to them, especially during the festive season. So festive season is known for a lot of things, one of which is a lot of activities. And also a lot of activities, both positive and negative. So, yesterday, teens under 16 in Australia woke up locked out of their social media accounts of popular social media platforms like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. Now, here's the thing for those of, I can only imagine how many angry gamers are in Australia right now. Because sometimes it's very easier if you already have a social media account of Facebook, for example, for you to create or log into your gaming accounts or other type of accounts that you have created on other platforms. Is that easy? That means if you lose your, if you log into your Call of Duty account with with your Facebook or Google account, for example, and you lose your Facebook account, that means you can't access your gaming account unless you have to go, you have to jump through a lot of hoops. Speaking from experience here, some point, you know, I forgot my Facebook, password and, Jesus, that was a nightmare. That was a nightmare. So, children in Australia woke up to locked up social media accounts of which included TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. Now, this has been after months of anticipation and debate on their government's controversial move. Now, This move basically led to divided point of view on whether or not this was a good take, because you have to understand that this is the first time any country have ever done this. This is the banning of the banning of a specific age range off of social media. First of its kind. Australia leads the way. Now, the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, who is the country's Prime Minister, called the move a proud day. That was his reaction. A proud day. This will make an enormous difference. It is one of the biggest social media, social and cultural changes that our nation has faced. I'm not sure there are a lot of under 16s that actually share that point of view. Imagine the beauty of being in Australia as a 16-year-old turning 17. Who is the relief?
Who?
Social media platforms that were affected, as you can imagine, they were not very happy. Not very happy. They were like, okay. Because you have to understand that this translates into loss of revenue. Why? Because a lot of children in a country like Australia, under 16, have been rendered social media less. But, un momento. Let's now get to the, more like the global response, because that's the positive, that's like the positive, aka positive with regards to going for the ban, as in siding with the ban. And it's not surprising that's coming from the Prime Minister himself. And one of the things he said was, socialize with the family this festive season. Read a book that has been gathering dust on the shelf. And I'm paraphrasing here, but the read the book part is very literal. That's what bro said. And then it reminded me of, when last did I read like a hardcover book? Oh, that was yesterday. That's because I was walking around the mall a lot and I ended up in a bookstore. That was like paradise. I mean, I ran into a bunch of books that are just a bunch, that's just a lot of garbage. Eight rules of love. Really? Eight rules of love. Love has eight rules? You don't realize love is a spectrum, right? As the love you give your parents is not the same love you give your friends. It's not the same love you give your co-workers. Assuming you love any one of them. It's not the same love you give your kids. It's not the same love you give your wife. Especially the one that you give your wife is the intimate one. You are supposed to keep it for your wife only. Yeah. Which is why she also gets angry when you give it to the babysitter. We need a commercial break. And I say need, like literally need.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tero ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okupitira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi kayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijabu hili nawa ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onora etatimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile konderewa vera etatu natu bali o etatu watatu oma filane Eagle FM the eye.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Tune in. And welcome back from that extended break. So I decided to bring you the response coming out of the academic world from that discussion of whether the move that was made by Australia yesterday should be an example for other, you know, to be considered by other governments, including ours here. Don't worry about your social media accounts if you're under 16. We haven't talked about that yet. We haven't gotten there yet. For the anxiety that, the pain that they, not really pain, call it nerves, Denmark decided to reduce the age range a little bit. From 16. Denmark is going, that's a little bit extreme. How about 15? Australia is 16. Denmark was like, how about 15? And they are engaged in that deliberation on whether or not they should also, follow the same, way of doing things, especially with regards to, social media use, especially when it comes to children, teenagers. But I'm actually proceeding with a home run. It's not like I have any way to go for the next 49 minutes. I'm going to be professional. Now, the voice you're going to be hearing next is one of Dr. Carol Vidal, who is a child and adolescent psychologist and associate professor at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. Doctor, what is your take on this subject of the Australian government banning social media for 16-year-old and below? What are your take on that one as someone that is an expert in child behavior, or more like human and child behavior? What are your take on the subject, please?
I feel like social media and technology is being put out into the world without previously studying the risks that for vulnerable populations like children. So in a way, the government taking the initiative to protect children and prevent any harmful effects of social media when the companies are not doing it is not a bad idea. I mean, obviously the social media companies are for-profit companies, so their goal is to make money. And the way they do it is by having people engage the longest possible with the platforms, because that's how they make money, because of the revenue of the ads. So in that way, they have not been shy about using tools in the social media platforms to make people be engaged with them as long as possible. So their goal is to have us engage the longest possible time that they can. And I don't think they've been careful enough to study prior to putting out these platforms out in the world, the effects that they could have on children. While we don't have enough research a priori before we put out the platforms out there, I think that we know also not enough about the effects on mental health, and I'm going to explain why. So there's these sociologists that have been studying trends of mental health problems over time, and since 2012 they've seen an increase in depression and self-injurious behavior, especially in girls who are the ones that spend more time on social media. So they're thinking that the changes in technology and the access to social media might be the cause for these changes at the population level. At the same time, the studies that were done initially were cross-sectional studies, which means that you study a population at one point in time, and then you look in the relationship between social media use and mental health, and the people that were using more social media or more time engaged on social media were also having more depression and more anxiety. But the problem with that is that it could be that there were many causes for people to start engaging on social media, so we didn't know what the cause and the effect was. And now there's more longitudinal studies that look at your engagement on social media at the beginning and whether you end up being more depressed or not. And those are also showing that there's a relationship, and that people who engage more on social media at a certain age years later, they also have more depression. These studies are still correlational, which means that it could be that the people that are engaging more in social media, maybe their parents are being more permissive, or they're not monitoring them enough, or they're not engaging well with other friends. Mm-hmm. So it's really like pinpointing just one cause for mental health challenges is a problem. I think there has been just a change overall over time in technology that we're having trouble adjusting to. I would be wary of blaming parents, because it's really hard to disengage kids when they're engaging on social media. It's a lot of effort, and it's hard for parents to do it sometimes. But I sort of agree with Jonathan Hutt in that sense that he talks about this change in
Heineken's iconic balanced taste that gives you that refreshing first only made possible by Heineken's 5-star credentials. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
I'm had in that sense that he talks about this change in the way kids were parented. Before, they were more like free range and going outside and spending more time outdoors. And I think that has radically changed. And over time, kids are spending more time indoors, and the parents feel like they're protected from danger because they're spending all this time inside the house, but that doesn't mean that they're not engaging in risky behaviors. You can see how people have mental health problems or self-injurious behaviors. So there's a lot going on online too that parents might actually not even know at all.
Welcome back. That is Dr. Carol Vidal of Johns Hopkins, associate professor at Johns Hopkins, and giving a professional take on the use of banning social media for a specific age range, like it especially within teenage ranges, as she's basically siding with the Australian government from her professional standpoint, that was a good move. You can't point all the fingers to parents. That's where I went like, doctor, if we were sitting in the same room, I would say, I would not get the parents off the hook here, or more like, off the hook here, because, everything, society on its smallest level, like a family, fails to do its duty. You have you're going to relegate all the duties to central government. That's how authoritarian regimes are made. If you cannot be grown up enough to drive responsibly, you are going to end up, giving an excuse to whoever is too power hungry in office to pass some of the ridiculous traffic laws. Every time that we end up in dictatorship, or more like in authoritarian regime, we have a role to play. There's something that, that's more often underlooked, especially when it comes to social media, when it comes to social media, is its influence. It's a low-laying devil. That's why, if you talk about social media addiction, no one is going to take you serious. Everyone is worried about cigarettes and alcohol. As long as my child is not addicted to alcohol and cigarettes, I'm good. Social media addiction or any type of addiction is just worse because it has taken over. Now, in the world of my gender, there's a type of addiction that we are not talking about, especially in Africa. We're not going to talk about that addiction. Especially in the religious parts of Africa and the culture. So, religion, whether it's, a religious, whether you're looking at it from a, for the most part, of course, in both religious, religions of Islam and Christianity and different cultural practices on the African continent, a lot of people are talking about adult movie addiction. Not a lot of people are talking about adult movie addiction, because that's the type of addiction that's not even declared, at least not in extensive research wise, that it's an addiction. Everyone is worried about beer. Okay, fine. Anyway, before we continue, let's pay the bills. Ongwediva Achievers Private Center, empowering minds, shaping futures. Boost your grade 11 NSSCO results. We are designed to help learners obtain better grade 11 NSSCO results. Intensive practical and teacher-led sessions. Affordable fees with flexible payment options. Subjects offered: English as a second language, Oshindonga, biology, chemistry, physics, mathematics, development studies, agricultural science, geography, history, economics, business studies, entrepreneurship, and accounting. How to apply? Complete application and pay application fee of $150. Email the application to Ongwediva Achievers Private Center at wu.edu.na. Alternatively, send your application via WhatsApp to +264 81 651 5138. For more information, contact Mr. Natangwe at +264 81 651 5138. Ongwediva Achievers Private Center, empowering minds, shaping futures. So back to a social media discussion. This is not just a concern for Australia. This is a concern for the world over. Now, for those of you that were if you paid close attention to Dr. Vidal's audio, then you did hear him mention the name Jonathan Haidt. That's the name of the gentleman that literally wrote a book on some of the less discussed subjects around the impact of social media on society. Now, Jonathan Haidt is a professor of ethical leadership at New York University Stern School of Business, and also has a PhD in social psychology, aka they study basically human behavior and how ridiculous we can be and how ignorant sometimes also we can be as human beings. In his book, The Anxious Generation, How the Great Rewiring of Childhood is Causing an Epidemic of Mental Illness, he does point out to some of interesting topics in the social media discussion that is actually worth looking at as a parent or as a lawmaker. There's a Sage of Suffering, the decline of the play-based childhood. That's what both the Australian government and the Australian government that have already implemented there's this term that I keep forgetting, that UNICEF. Oh, speaking of UNICEF, we're going to be there in a few, because they had a different point of view on this whole discussion. UNICEF went with, we're not saying it's a bad idea. We're just saying it's a little too extreme. And it's not going to help. It's not going to, you can try, but we don't see it working. That was UNICEF in very few words. Before we get to that book, Anxious Generation, as a child, you're supposed to play, according to the good doctor here, who studied social psychology. So I'd assume he knows what he's talking about. Childhood should be about, interaction. Now, this one is somewhat very interesting because parts of Germany and most parts of Eastern Europe and Africa, we have something that we actually don't value. Something that we don't value. If you find a swing at the village, there are those that had engineers design their swings, with industrial chains that they don't break, and they have all these well-calculated angles of how the thing should swing so it doesn't cause some type of, dizziness. Growing up, my swing, I made it myself with one piece of wire. Fell a couple of times, sometimes towards, you know, and then you have, slides. Oh. Kids, listen to me. For those that find themselves in, the Kavango River, not in the Kavango River, you wouldn't be able to breathe, living alongside the Kavango River, then they know that the best slide we had growing up was designed by Mother Nature herself, with the precision of, termites. There's this thing called, an anthill. We call it thuru. I don't know what it's called in other language. You get yourself a Kavango friend. It make your life very easier when you're listening to Homerun. We would find one that is located near the river. And then we'll carry buckets of water and then carry them all the way to the top. First of all, we would basically carve a pathway that we'll be sliding through. And then take boxes. And then, preferably containers, you know, the 20 liter type of containers, because you want something you can sit in with your tiny self. And, anthills use mostly loam soil to build their hills, which is what makes them very ideal to make a water slide. Very awesome. Now, you carve out a path and then climb all the way to the top and then pour water from the top so that it runs following the path that you have carved out, making it even more slippery. That's when you put your half cut 20 liter of water and then just let your friends, preferably not your cousins, to give you a little push. Because I'm saying preferably not your cousin, because in my culture, your cousins have a cultural freedom to torture the heck out of you. As long as they're not killing you, they have that cultural right to actually do that. They taught me how to swim by making me drink a couple of liters from the mighty Kavango River until I mastered how to swim. And you are here with your swimming gears and an instructor, and it's in a swimming pool. You people don't know danger. You have to understand, we did all that in a crocodile-infested river. I'm not saying do that now. It's just... my high school has this place we call Dipupo. That literally translates... that's what we call a part of the river that has high current water. Kapupo is basically translates to high current in Thimbukushu. From Thimbukushu into English. Now... there's one at the school that I went to, Max Makushi Secondary School. Every time I go back to my high school to pay them a visit, it's been a while, and I usually visit that place where I grew up swimming. From 2008 to 2012, I look at that water now, and you can't pay me enough money to jump in that water. Because I can, using my rational mind now, I can see that's high current water. But I spent from 2008 to 2012 swimming in high current water, which is why every time I go to the swimming pool with my friends and they look at me like, do you know how to swim? I'm like, dude, we are at a pool. I learned how to swim having to worry about hippos, crocodiles, crabs, fish, you name it, and cousins. But my biggest worry were cousins. Crocodiles, not much. Cousins, those guys are mean. So, the social part, that childhood interaction with your friends, it turns out it's very important to your anxiety. It also improves your physical social interaction with people. Have you ever wondered why a lot of asking out girls nowadays is, can I have your number? Now, which is why you should really respect those ones that did that back in the, in the 70s, 80s, and basically going backwards, because they didn't have the luxury of, can I have your number? They had to face them straight. I don't know how you guys did it, but jeez, the pressure increases or decreases, But now, you have everything has been reduced to, can I have your number? Then the number is given and then we leave everything up to Mark Zuckerberg. So, the social, being social beings, we are social beings as human beings, so we need physical interaction with each other for us to maintain our sanity. The thing is, a lot of young people today have been deprived of that very important social, natural social interaction, and it's causing a lot of mental issues.
Some things kind of have to be together, right? Imagine pop, but no flakes. Never. Or a goal without a celebration. And friends, but no Tassenberg. Now that's just not right. No. Tassenberg. Best together. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Not for sales to persons under the age of 18. Please enjoy responsibly. So, let's go back to, let's just take a few lines out of Anxious Generation. Not good, not good, not good. Just trying to find my awesome. There we go. Now, on the tidal wave, a surge of suffering. When I talk with parents, that the good talk, the doctor speaking, not me. When I talk with parents of adolescents, the conversation often tends to smartphones, social media, and video games. Hey! Okay. It really hurts. The stories parents tell me tend to fall into a few enforced limits, but there are just so many devices, so many arguments about why a rule needs to be relaxed, so many ways around the rules. The family life has come to be dominated by disagreements about technology. Everything has been, you find a family seated at a party and everyone is on their phone. Oh, that's in relationships too. Ooh. Cannot confirm nor deny. Maintaining family rituals and basic human connections can feel like resisting the ever rising tide, one that engulfs parents as well as children. You have to get off your phone. I find myself eating, very guilty. I find myself eating with my phone, with one phone on the, in one hand. That's the best case scenario. Worst case scenario, I find myself, eating with a spoon. My food is drying and I have to help, I have to provide sniper cover for my homies, some of which are in Nigeria. I game with a lot of Nigerians and South Africans. My favorite being Nigerians, because every time he's about to get killed, you'll know he's about to get killed because of how he shouts, "Jesus, Jesus." I'm like, oh, needs my help. For most of the parents, I talk to, we're still back to the doctor here, their stories don't center on any diagnosed mental illness. Instead, there is an underlying worry that something unnatural is going on and that their children are missing something, really almost everything as their online hours accumulate. From school, straight to the phone. And it turns out when it comes to social media, girls use social media more than boys. Now, that's not to say that boys don't need less screen time, or more like monitored screen time. It's because if you carried out a screen time due to video games, boys would be topping the chart. Girls would be below that. Because, I gain a lot. I run into very few girls. And even if I was asked to write a list of female gamers that I know, they are not a lot. They're not a lot. And interesting enough, on the platform I use, it's either Nigerians, Kenyans, and Asians. And very, also South Africans. Hey, I'm yet to run into Namibians that, no, they are there. It's just that I more often end up in lobbies with South Africans and, you know, with South Africans, Nigerians, Ghanaians, and Asians here and there. Now I say that, you know, I have to be reminded to breathe. That's me reminding myself. What is anxiety? Anxiety is related to fear, but it is not the same, according to the doctor. The diagnostics manual of psychiatry defines fear as an emotional response to real or perceived imminent threat, whereas anxiety is an anticipation of future threats. Fear and anxiety are not to be confused. Fear is a response to an existing threat. Someone wants to punch you in the face. Well, you are afraid. That makes sense. But anxiety is the anticipation of, if I go out there, what is going to happen? Are people going to talk to me? What are they going to say? Are they going to talk to me positively? Are they going to talk to me negatively? That's when you now have that tendency that I also have, that I've been told it's a terrible tendency, terrible, terrible, terrible tendency of having a whole conversation in your head and then reaching a conclusion. I'd go there and, ask the taxi driver to help me out, with a lift to town. But I only have 10 bucks. I don't have 3 bucks. But if I go there, what is he going to say? I'm sure he's just going to say, fuel this, fuel that. What's the point of even trying? For all you know, if you ask the cab driver, chances are higher than they were in your head, he would have said, oh yeah, sure, hop in. But, well, because you did not ask him, you decided to assume what he would have said in response. You gave yourself a negative answer. And, well, guess what? You do the same thing with the girl that you would have asked out. You do the same thing with the, you do the same thing that, you do the same thing with the permission that you would have asked your parents from. You do the same thing with something that you, with some type of, you know, with direction that you, directions that you needed. And now you are just piling up negativity in response to your surrounding socially. And at the end of the day, negativity, it's deep. Socially, psychologically, and mentally. And you have this fear of, I give up on humanity. Because if you say, well, every time you ask them, they just keep saying no. No, they are not saying no. You are saying no on their behalf. Actually, you are the reason why. Not society. Society is not the problem. You are. It's all in your head. That's a very interesting part of, of human psychology. Because if you look at it, every time we say, what will people think? What will people say? More often, the picture we have of people's reaction in our heads, more often we are right though, are pictures that we are painting. What is he going to say? What is she going to say? There are a lot of us out there, right now, that hate people that we have never had a conversation with. We hate them based on the personality that we don't even know they have. They don't have that personality. We hate them based on the personality we have conjured up in our brains about them. You don't know the person. You have never interacted with them. You have just heard them say one sentence, most likely to someone else. And then based on that one sentence alone, you have constructed a whole personality about that person and drew conclusion and decided to hate them. If you ask me, we need more mental hospital. Now, there are a lot of us out there that just decided, no, we are not going to interact because of that. I'm not going to talk to that person. Why? I don't like them. This other time I said hi to them. Hi to them. They responded like this. Do you know what they were going through? They could have been going through a lot of things at the time. Now, I can testify when it comes to that. I have a very good friend of mine that now works for NWR. I went to school with a guy. The first 2 years of my high school, I was scared to death of the guy. Because he has a very serious resting face. And I also have anxiety disorder. But anyway, the thing is, I was scared to even ask homeboy for a pencil. Because I just looked at him from a distance and concluded, this guy is rude. The funny thing is, that's literally his name. And then, I think year three or, at the end of year two, the beginning of year three of my high school, I actually, got to interact with the guy and got to know him. To this day, we are still very good friends. He's one of the nicest persons I know. He's one of the nicest people I know. I spent 2 years of my high school, 2 years, constructing an image of who I thought he was. And then got to know him and realized he was none of that. You know why I'm so glad of saying that? Because I know I'm not the only one. It's painful. Really painful. Yeah. It's not real, is it? Well, still in the book. Many mental health experts were initially skeptical that this large increase in anxiety and depression reflect a real increase in mental illness. The day after, we published The Coding of an American Mind, because this is based on American teenage use of social media. But social media is just social media. Teenage is just teenage wherever you go. Now, the day that they published The Coding of the American Mind, an essay appeared in New York Times with the headline, The Big Myth About Teenage Anxiety. And in it, the psychiatrist raised several important objections to what he was raising moral panic around teens and smartphones. He pointed out that most of the studies showing a rise in mental illness are based on self-reports, like the data, like some of the data that were used in the article. As self-reports does not necessarily mean that there is a change in underlying rates of mental illness. Perhaps young people must just become more willing to self-diagnose. That's a terrible idea coming from a doctor, or my own addition, or more willing to talk honestly about their symptoms. Or perhaps they started to mistake mild symptoms of anxiety with a mental health disorder. Now, believe me, that book is full of graphs comparing. This one records the frequency of self harm within children, especially teenagers, from 2004 to 2020. from 2010, from 2008 to 2009, the graph of self-harm that have ended up in emergency rooms in girls have risen in America up to 118%. In boys, it's 48%. So that means young girls are most likely to harm themselves than young boys.
Esira shisho, oyo tari kukwathere opomuro kara uasira ya kweni ochisho. Patu chithana basic mental health first aid course. Kaiga njua oshari chambongi kwa mboka iri iyo, iyo NHE. Watapewa unongo nonseo na hene una okutongorora omadidiriko ogo petameko ugena sha mpyakadhi nenge omathidakano opama virabiro kuchane omokatiko kumekoe nenge anironga pamwe unangoe osho otopewa unongo ngene una okwea kwathera nukwea pa ea bidhido yiri mwonjira omanga upya kadiboka inauru darara kuyerere ounji na hene unokara uishangitha tarira po epanja yao yo nhp.com.na epangona maradura sano odhina okurandurwa NHP rooted in care for you
your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHP will about you.
Heineken's iconic balanced taste that gives you that refreshing first only made possible by Heineken's 5-star credentials. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
And welcome back. But before we continue, another live read. Ongwediva Achievers Private Center, empowering minds, shaping futures. Boost your grade 11 NSSCO results. We are designed to help learners obtain a better grade 11 NSSCO results. Intensive practical and teacher-led sessions. Affordable fees with flexible payment options. Subjects offered: English as a second language, Oshindonga, biology, chemistry, physics, mathematics, development studies, agricultural science, geography, history, economics, business studies, entrepreneurship, and accounting. How to apply? Complete application and pay application fee of $150. Email the application to Ongwediva Achievers Private Center at wu.edu.na. Alternatively, send your application via WhatsApp to +264 81 651 5138. For more information, contact Mr. Natangwe at +264 81 651 5138. Ongwediva Achievers a Private Center, empowering minds, shaping futures.
Tune in to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, and be part of an in-depth discussion on events you didn't know you needed to hear until you do. From Namibia, Africa, and around the world, tune in from Monday to Friday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Now, let's wrap this up now, shall we? The impact of social media, especially on the impact of social media on an adolescent mind. Yeah, two things mainly, because there are a lot of them. One, the impact of social media on an adolescent's mind. We're talking about the psychological impact. And two, the social impact, as in, it's been argued by a lot of psychologists that social media and its algorithmic, you know, very enticing and very enticing to the point where kids nowadays and adults, by the way, have to be surgically removed from their smartphones. It's robbing a lot of young people in, you know, of that childhood experience of having to build that social interaction with the people around them, physical people around them, by having direct conversation with them. Now, this is, that is becoming a little bit of a very difficult conversation to have, especially in urban areas, because it's also a safety concern. Like I pointed out earlier, a lot of parents are more comfortable with their children at home using social media than going out, with their friends, because more often going out with friends leads to other types of addiction, like, you know, trying out new things. And we've all done that. You just been in the corner chilling with your friends and then someone handed you a cigarette. There's that addiction. So, this indoor life, like Dr. Vidal pointed out, have made a lot of parents comfortable in a way that, he's under my roof, he's under my supervision, or she's under my roof, she's under my supervision, there's nothing wrong. What could go wrong? Except a lot of mental health experts, a lot of psychologists and sociologists are pointing out that there is an unaddressed problem that is emanating from the lack of socializing, and more often that what they point out is social anxiety. I think if you look at it, it's how we are wired as human beings. Any feature that we don't use, we end up doing what? Losing it. Take gymnast, for example. Gymnast, if you run into a gymnast and the way that they basically, especially contortionists, or what they call those guys, they bend their body in a ways that you and I that are not gymnasts cannot bend our bodies in. Why? Because they have been doing it more frequently. The body have kept, kept that part of, that natural part of them, that anatomical part of them. You and I have not done push-up in like 10 years, which is why, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 press-ups and we're already breathing like, pardon me to throw in Timbukushu here. That's if you have yourself, when you are plowing, yeah, that yoke, that's the best I can do explaining that expression in English. That's how you are breathing, like the ox that have been plowing the whole day after doing 5 push-ups. I like jogging, and I do jog from time to time, maybe once or twice a week. I'm busy. The first time I went jogging was about 2 years ago, so I decided to make it a routine. The first time I went jogging, I ran about a kilometer, came back home, and threw up like crazy. It took me another week. I'm like, I know where I'm doing that again. But, after 2 months, 3 months, the distance that made me throw up was not exhausting me in a way that I wanted before, in a way that I wanted. So one thing I like about jogging is that, it's built on endurance, because every time that I come back, the exhaustion and I take a warm shower also, or cold, depending on the weather. And then just sink into bed and drift off like, sleep like a baby. So, when we don't use something, take for example, if I was to take a month or two break, when I go back to jogging again, I'm not going to run the same distance from day one. I'll have to start slow and then basically graduate. Give your body time to adjust. On the subject of more like a social interaction, Jordan Peterson, the Canadian psychologist, tells a very interesting story of one, call it support group, that I really wish those guys had social media, because I've been hunting that information for like, for almost a year now. I can't find them. Maybe that's, you know, they're just an offline support group. What they do is, they're supposed to help each other, and it's predominantly made out of men. It's actually made out of men. It's a boys club. What they do is, they help each other get over, you know, social anxieties, and they have different levels of, different types of activities, from easy all the way straight up to hard. And, before you are initiated as part of their support group, they ask you, your last, call it your final examination before you graduate. The last activity they give you is to go out there with them basically watching you, I assume. You go out there with them, or someone who is your mentor or supervisor or handler. It's not clandestine, so it's not a handler. If I had a supervisor and we just go and take a town square, for example, month end, you're given a limited period of time to ask 50 girls for their phone numbers. 50 girls. Now that I find very fascinating, because why that many, you may be asking yourself? Because the first no is going to sting like crazy. Usually that's where we throw in a towel and go like, man, I don't like girls anymore. I mean, everyone, they'll just insult you and then, you know, walk away like, you know, like they are talking to a cockroach. And then now, the first one is going to tell you, not in a million years. The second one is going to tell you, even if we were the last people on this planet Earth, and I had to choose between you and a monkey, I'd rather choose a monkey and risk reversing the whole process of evolution than going out with you. That's going to sting. Thank heavens I'm a guy, because y'all would be in serious trouble. The third one is going to sting, but the more rejections you are going to face, the more you are going to figure out how to psychologically and socially navigate and deal with rejection. By the time that you get to Madam number 50, you are smooth as heck. I want to start a support group like that. My biggest problem is you are going to end up creating a society of players, because these are the guys that will not take no for an answer, because they will be like, no, I've done that before. So it's like sort of like it's why I actually don't advocate for corporal punishment. The first two whips are going to be painful. After a few months, you'll need 10 whips for that kid to cry. After years, you'll just be whipping this kid and they'll be looking at you. Why? It's because the more you whip them, the more you are pushing their threshold for pain. Which is why, please. Next thing you know, they're punching you in the face and you're the one crying like a baby. So, the question I'm going to leave with you here is, who is going to be in charge here? Who is going to be in charge? Who should take over the responsibility of regulating things like how teenagers or how children basically behave at home? Should the government do it? Should the government do it, or should the parents do it? If you ask me, I would say, parents, please do it. Because my fear is, you let the government raise your kids. One power hungry idiot in the executive office, you're looking at 10 key tyranny. Because that guy is just going to pass some of the most ridiculous laws that will regulate how you interact with your kids at home using the phone you bought for them. Now, let's sum it up with a book. Imagine that you fell into a deep sleep on June 28, 2007. the day before the iPhone was released. You wake up, take for example, you wake up in 2025. Boy, you would be lost. That's why I don't actually agree with the whole idea of a time machine. Picture yourself going to the 1800s with a smartphone. You are going to be burned down for being a witch. You're going to be set on fire for being a witch. Because that's how human beings behave when it comes to something we don't understand.
So, you've got everything sorted for tomorrow?
Yeah, man. Meat Spice, Poik is ready. Even got some playlists lined up, bro.
And the crew? They're all coming, right?
Howie, everyone's in. It's gonna be lekker.
Wait. What about the tassies?
Bruh,
you can't get without tassim, bruh. It's like cabana without salsa, dog. Tassimberg. Best together. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Sometimes you have to raise a Vindhuk beer and say cheers to you, the real ones. You know, the ones who save you a spot for the game when the bar is crowded. The ones who offer to drive for the night to keep everyone safe. The ones who bring you a cold Vindhuk beer without being asked. When they're there for you in ways you never knew you needed, they aren't just friends. They're the real ones. So cheers to them. Vindhuk, 100% real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Right, let's wrap it up. Here is a strange fact about human beings. Our kids grow fast, then slow, then fast. If you plot human growth curves against those of chimpanzee, you see that the chimps grow at a steady pace until they reach sexual maturity, at which point they reproduce. And why not? If evolution or creation, take your pick, is all about maximizing survival of offsprings, that's mostly evolution. Wouldn't it be most adaptive to get the reproduction part as fast as possible? But human children wait. They grow rapidly for the first 2 years. Slow down for the next 7 to 10 years. And then undergo a rapid growth spurt during a puberty before coming to a halt a few years later. Now that I didn't know. It turns out human beings, especially psychologically and socially, we are more complicated than we know. And something that Dr. Vidal pointed out was that when social media was put out, there was no proper research that was done with regards to its potential, with its potential mental impact and social impact on different age groups and different genders and different people in different parts of the world. That research was just not conducted. That's why even with the modern discussion, with the ongoing discussion of the most still under debate, the negative impact of social media on children, especially those that are in teenage groups, is still debatable even in academia. So we can't get rid of it. It has its own positive and negative. Now then, which is why the big question is, who should regulate it? Australia took it up and was like, since parents are not regulating social media, how their kids use social media, the central government will just take it up. The Danish are following the same way, the same direction. It's just a matter of time before we start having that discussion here. But I'm with Karen on this one. Parents oriented, responsible parenting. Let's leave it there. I don't want, first of all, I don't want the government telling me how to raise my kids, because if they do it wrong and my kids ends up breaking the law, it's not the government paying bail, it's me. Y'all have a good one. Drive safe. I would say drink responsibly, but I know that the first shot is going to be responsibly. The second one and third one, responsibility out through the window. So I would say, don't drink and drive. And I know you are not told a lot about this. Stay away from people's relationships. Relationship problems these days are being solved with very modern solutions like 9mm shotguns, sniper for those ones that are in the military. You all have a good one.
Tune in to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, and be part of an in-depth discussion on events you didn't know you needed to hear until you do. From Namibia, Africa, and around the world, tune in from Monday to Friday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.